Aboard the Millennium Falcon, Dathomir Spaceport.
We could call the spaceport guards.
Alana kept her voice hopeful. There had to be an answer that would keep Monarch away from her, and she hadn't exhausted the full range of adults coming to her rescue options yet. C-3PO, now in the co-pilot's seat, sounded less sure.
Analysis of recent events, local records, and other probabilities suggest that any involvement of local authorities will result in the Millennium Falcon being seized, and you being held to compel the surrender of Master Han and Mistress Leia. The likelihood that local authorities know their true identities and are merely waiting for some authorization or provocation to move approaches a certainty.
Speak basic, 3PO.
Something moved into the field of Alana's vision on the ground before the Falcon's cockpit. It was Monarch, his expression clearly unhappy, even in the limited light being cast from the forward viewports. With him were some broad-shouldered men in festive garments, likely friends of Monarch's rounded up while dining or drinking in the spaceport's limited facilities, and a rolling gantry, a mechanism that was half droid, half metal stepladder. Monarch held up what was in his hand, an industrial-strength cutter welder. He pointed at it, then pointed at Alana. Finally, he walked around to the Falcon's side, out of Alana's sight, followed by his companions.
Not good, not good, not good!
C-3PO sounded distinctively worried.
I calculate that even with the Millennium Falcon's formidable armor plating, a tool like that, competently utilized, will allow him to cut his way through in a matter of minutes!
R2-D2 rolled in, back from his errand retrieving Alana's escape cable and sealing up the topside hatch through which she and Angie had made their exit. He tweeted.
R2 mentions that there is an anti-personnel blaster cannon situated very near the loading ramp, which is where the scoundrel is preparing to make his assault on our armor.
The astromech tweeted again.
Oh, I was not supposed to convey that information to you. In no way was he recommending that you activate the anti-personnel weapon and annihilate our tormentor.
C-3PO turned toward the astromech.
Of course we can't use it either. So why mention it at all? No, it's not part of my programming that I've ever endeavored to overcome.
Alana looked over the ship's controls, momentarily overwhelmed by their number and complexity. She looked for something, some button marked Repel Bad Men, anything that would get her out of this jam. There was no such button, and when she looked out the cockpit canopy again, she saw two more figures running toward the Falcon, a tall, broad-shouldered man and a female companion. And they were both wearing coats with hoods pulled up to cover their heads. Didn't bad people always try to hide their faces? Alana looked back at the control board. No, there was no single button that would help. But there was. All of them. Alana was a very good student when the subject was interesting, and the Falcon was very interesting. Tentatively at first, she began flipping switches in the ship's power startup procedure.
Mistress Alana, what exactly are you doing?
R2-D2 tweeted.
I know that, you rolling trash collector, but I'm giving her the conversational escape route of plausible deniability. Mistress Alana, please don't play with the power activation controls.
I'm not playing. Go get me some pillows.
Now is scarcely the time for a nap.
I need the pillows because I'm short. The chair is too big for me. Please go get me some pillows so I can save us and keep them from hurting Angie anymore. There are more bad guys coming. I saw them.
Yes, miss.
The protocol droid hopped up and waddled out of the cockpit with unseemly haste. He was back in less than a minute, and under R2-D2's direction, as Alana continued her distracted, meticulous series of switch and control activations, arrayed them behind her on the pilot's seat so she could lean back against something solid while still handling the controls.
R2, we're all doomed!
Alana glanced at the astromech.
Can you plug into the computer?
He tweeted an affirmative. He extended his data jack arm and slotted into a plug near the comm board. Monitors and readouts all over the control surfaces were now lighting up, many of them with notifications of an imminent hull breach at the loading ramp. What was next? Oh yes, a checklist. She didn't know the checklist. Well, she knew one item.
Passenger, buckle in.
Oh, dear!